Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You won't be able to tell the difference on Monday, for the audience won't, but we'll be in a different studio. We're leaving this place after 9 years. Bittersweet.
Whatever. Is it?
No, I don't care.
No,
it's just sweet.
It's just sweet.
Yeah, we're moving to a really nice building, an area where there's things going on and, you know, bars near it and, you know. Clean, modern, that's the best part. Clean and modern is cool.
My wife asked me that last night. Are you sentimental about it? I was like, no.
I forgot about it completely walking in here. You know, I didn't even remember it, too. We were talking, you gave Craig some moonshine to take home that he brought in years ago we never touched, you know. I think it's the only alcohol we never touched.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even been opened, right? Well, I think it's just some hillbilly made there, right?
Yeah, it's in a mason jar. It's literally in a mason jar.
Oh, it's actually the homemade kind of moonshine.
Somebody passed it off to Craig, and he brought it in here, and there it sits.
I'll have to get Nick into that a little later on. He ain't doing anything the rest
that
of the day.
Seems like
he's
got a
gig.
Idea.
He's got a gig tonight. I think he's got a gig tonight, exactly. It's the weekend. It's Friday. Yeah, so hope you got good plans for the weekend. You want to party, you know, party hard. You party hard.
When it's time.
You party hard, exactly. What is it? What? Who is his new lady? Because they're engaged, and she's famous.
Oh, it's I believe it's Kat Dennings.
That's it, Kat Dennings.
Yeah.
From Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls.
She's they're into each other pretty good, man.
It seems like it.
Andrew, she always tweeting out stuff about Is it crazy I'm into my man so much? Like all our wives do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
All our wives always tweet out, is it crazy that I'm into my man so much?
Oh, they were into their men so
much. In the beginning.
In the first couple of years.
Just like that. You're not going to see that tweet now about somebody.
About the stage that Kat Dennings.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he are in right now.
Into my man so much. That just stuck to the tape. so Nick will be here. We're all here. It's a Friday. Washington. I didn't watch that game last night.
Brutal loss.
Some offensive lineman is going to lose. They missed a field goal at the end.
Oh, New York did.
And then
Washington won.
Yes. But, a Giant jumped offside after a missed field goal.
Gave him a second shot.
They got another chance from 5 yards closer. And guess what? It's good. Game over.
How long was it?
40 some.
I think the first was 40 and the second one was 35.
Okay. She was trying to block it then, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, the guy that jumped offside was trying to block it, right?
Oh, it was one of the big linemen in the middle, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to count.
Oh, man. He had to walk to the locker room like that?
Oh, yeah.
Bummer. It's funny, I just finished up that Mets thing, and game six where Buckner lets the ball go through his legs, and that's still brutal to watch.
Spoiler alert, by the way. Ball goes through Bill Buckner's legs.
In game six.
Right. In game 1986 World Series.
I forget how long ago that was. I'm sorry. But it's a great documentary. And if you get a chance to watch it, it's the 30 for 30, the latest one, four parts. You know, to be a Mets fan, a baseball fan would help because it's pretty cool baseball talk. And by the way, they're swearing all through it.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. I love that. They're swearing off F-bombs right on ESPN.
It's cable.
It is cable.
They can do that.
Right. If you're a party fan, yeah, those guys love to party.
Well, I went and told our boss, Jim, and he doesn't party like we used to party. We party hard when it's time.
Hard,
especially, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, a bunch of co-kids. I said, they were the best team. They were the best team. They were amazing, and they were a bunch of the only person that didn't do any drugs or party was Gary Carter, who was a Christer, and he died young. My favorite part of the end of that was they're talking to Lenny Dykstra, and he goes, yeah, this effort didn't do anything, and then he took him first. What the F? Basically saying, suck a G's.
There might have been a stage in our lives that Suck a Jim wouldn't approve of.
I think
it's Jim Sucks.
Jim Sucks.
Suck it, Jim.
Jim Sucks is a better name than Suck It Jim.
He puts up with a lot from us, but I don't think he's going to let us call him Suck It Jim.
No, I know he's a Philly fan, so of course you can hate the Mets, and I hated the Mets for years too because they were always in the Pirates division. But I didn't. I rooted for him in the documentary because I'm thinking, hey, I'm glad they won this thing because they're playing the Red Sox. And since then, I hate the Red Sox more than most teams.
It seems like these guys like to have fun.
They like to party hard.
They like to party hard.
Yeah, they show a bunch of coke in this thing and alcohol and drugs. Yeah, it's a weekend. All right. Somebody got mad at us for taking Xanax too light. I don't know what that means. We get some crazy. We should have a list of. We would do this, except we'd probably need police protection if we could share our emails we get from crazies over the past, I don't know, so many years. We get crazy email, man.
It seems like it would egg them on.
I know, that's why we're not going to do that. Oh, no, I didn't even reference them, you know, in this point. But
see, like the unhinged ones.
Are just crazy, man.
I just go ahead and block
them. Well, I do on my phone, but they don't block on the phone for some reason.
You got to do it on the desktop.
Yeah. Okay. That's why
you got to do it on the desktop.
Now, I don't read most. If I see the name, I just get rid of them. But for some reason, I looked at this guy's today, and it was
nonsensical.
He's one of our 15 or 16 nut jobs.
Does he just send the one, or does he send 14 at one time?
14.
Right. He goes all manic depressive at 3 a.m.
Right.
And sends 14 emails.
Right.
That's rambling.
That's sad. I hope he's
incoherent.
I hope he's getting help. for everybody's sake, I hope he's getting. And he's not the only one, by the way. So we have a bunch of guys that are unhinged like that. So I was,
some of them work here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not going to say where I was at, but I was at an event, this woman walks up to me, and she goes, this is like a couple weeks ago, and she just looks at me. You know, we've all gotten that look, like, you know me, and I'm going to stand here until you remember where you know me from.
Oh, man.
And I didn't know her.
Yeah.
And it was years ago, apparently, but I'm staring at my wife, and it wasn't a sexual situation, which, thank God. It was just one of those situations. She just stood there. And I go, so I fake it. I go, hey, I kind of remember you. Yeah, you guys really used to hammer me. Not physically, like, you know.
What'd you do to deserve it?
Yeah. No, I didn't know. I didn't want to know. Because I can't tell you where I was. Because it was more of a solemn situation when I was there. And I go, oh, man, you guys used to go off on me. I'm thinking, man. Add your name to the list. I don't know. I don't know what it was. And it was just,
you didn't pursue it?
Oh.
Oh.
No.
How'd you end the conversation?
Well, it was pretty easy because I had to walk away from a casket.
Okay. She obviously wanted to tell you the story.
Yes. Yes.
But you didn't want to hear it?
No. No.
Or maybe you did hear it. You could tell me about it later.
Not so much. It was
really?
It was one of those situations where we've talked about a lot of people on the radio for a long, long time. And, you know, I hate to be rude, but we don't know everyone. We don't remember everything. As you can tell by listening to this program.
Like, by the time the show ends, we've forgotten.
Yeah, exactly.
Once in a while, we say nice things about people, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I don't think it was anything mean. I think it was somebody we talked about in the news once, and it was a local subject, and who knows.
Although, I don't believe I've ever had anyone walk up to me and say, thanks for saying all those nice things about me. Never.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't recall one instance of that happening.
Right.
Of all the nice things that we say, no one has ever stepped up to me, or you, for that matter. Or anyone.
Well, yeah, yeah. I think,
Hey, thank you.
No, I
thank you for saying nice things about me.
No, not me. You're right. I never get that. Thanks for standing up for this. I get that a lot. You know, vaccines. Before COVID, it was just liberal stuff in general. I've had women walk up to me in grocery stores, man, thanks. We need you guys, you know. Because I can hear them say, my husband's an asshat.
Right. Doctors
really
seem to appreciate us imparting some common sense from time to time. I've had more than one doctor approach me and say, thanks for being a voice of reason out there.
All right. The Washington football team won. Also bad news, Brady wants to play till he's 50. Somebody take his knee out. Really.
Please, God.
It's just not good for the NFL.
Please.
Just take his knee out.
If he plays till 50, that'd be like 30 years.
We're tired of him.
Go!
Tired of him. Not tired of Craig Evans. Last day in the building. Craig's done.
Yeah, he's not here.
Okay.
He's not here.
Right. Not here.
Right. But he's next. Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.